Really excited that she's here. I'm excited about all of our speakers and Julie is the founder and CEO of Aliment Ange Gardien, a small and medium enterprise, and I thought it was important to bring that into our discussion of what's the reality of a small, medium enterprise in bringing a good product, a successful product to market. So, Julie, it's all yours.
Thank you for inviting me. Let me just talk to you about my company, and you know, after that, if you have questions, you know, I'll be more than happy to respond. How does it work? I'm sorry. Le bouton comme ça. Okay. So Guardian Angel Foods is a company that I founded 4 years ago now. I have a son that suffers from multiple food allergies. He's allergic to eggs, nuts, peanuts, dairy, and mustard, which is a tricky one. And one day when he was around 2.5, 3 years old, we were invited to a birthday party, and I didn't have the time to prepare him a replacement cake so that he wouldn't feel left out. I usually did, but I just had my second child, and I was so tired, didn't have the time. So anyways, we decided we were going to go there, and we were going to leave before the big cake arrived, and it didn't happen. We had too much fun, obviously, and the beautiful cake arrived, and they put it right in front of my son. And my son turned to me and said, "Oh, Mommy, I'm so happy. Can I have a big piece of it?" And I had to say, "No, you can't because you're allergic." And that's the moment that hit him, that he realized that he, you know, he was different from the other ones. And that's the moment that I realized it too. And that it was my light bulb moment because it was so sad of a moment. He ran away crying. I couldn't run, so I hid myself inside the house and I was crying. And I came up with the idea that I couldn't leave him, you know, like this for the rest of his life. Eating is one of the most pleasant things in life. You know, it's the moment that you share, you know, experiences with the other ones. You share, you become yourself. You know, it's the moment that you. That you can, comment je pourrais dire ça? You grow, you know, you grow your personality, you know. So I decided I was going to create something, and I was going to create a company that produced cakes, cookies, muffins, sweet things, you know, because that's the hardest thing to find when you suffer from multiple food allergies. Turns out that there is 6 to 8% of people that suffer from food allergies. And it's growing. It's growing at a fast pace. It's growing. They say the last numbers that I came across with were talking about 250% of growth in the past 11 years, which is enormous. So anyways, I decided to create this company. I wanted to create a company that had two focuses. The first one was obviously safe and secure products. But the other one that was as important to me was, in French I say cochon, but in English, decadent products. I wanted delicious products, you know, because, you know.
Everyone understood cochon. You're from Quebec,
you understand. that's what I wanted, you know, because it's sad enough that, you know, you can't have delicious cheese and dairy products. But, you know, if it tastes like a solution, a solution doesn't taste good. It doesn't call for repeat. So those were the two goals that I was focusing on when I started developing it. I took my recipes. I started working on a business plan. I never did that in my life. I was an actress before, so there was, you know, I was far away from that. And it took me a year and a half, and I created the company Guardian Angel Foods with the help of many people around me. And we launched the company in February 2007. And I had the first day that one of my friends came out, she said, "I'm going to help you. I'm going to go see if there are some, you know, places that would want to sell your products." Because we decided we wouldn't do in market analysis or benchmarking before, because there was nothing to benchmark on. So we decided we're going to, you know, rent a place, start producing, and we'll see from there. And she came back with 14 different stores that wanted to carry our products. She said to me, everybody loves the idea. Everybody wants your product. Nobody said no. Everybody said, yeah, when can you know you deliver? So we delivered the first, it was the 1st of April, I think, or the 30th of March, 2007, a big snowstorm. I was in my truck driving to the 14 point of sales, and that was the start of a big success. 2 months after that, I was given the prize of Personnalité de la Presse, Radio-Canada. And after that, I got a call from Sobeys store chain, and on and on and on. Let me come back to my PowerPoint. So we're based on the South Shore of Montreal, and our plant is exclusively dedicated to the production of allergen-free products that are free of eggs, nuts, peanuts, dairy, and sesame. In order to guarantee the absence of these allergens, products follow all mandatory steps. Complete traceability at each step of the production and storage processes in order to prevent cross-contamination and avoid the presence of allergens. Regular allergy detection tests are conducted on raw materials as well as finished products. It is very important that you live up to what you pretend to be. It's serious business. Strict procedures for all employees. They are not allowed to bring in the plant, in their lunch bags, the targeted allergens. And we look in the bags and we make sure that it's followed. Specific manufacturing methods and selected suppliers. And the company recently obtained the certification MK Parv. So we're on the road to success.
Can you briefly tell us about MK Parv?
Oh, MK Parv, I'm sorry. We wanted the MK Parv certification. It's a Montreal kosher Parv. Parv means it is dairy-free as well. And it's for the Jewish community. For us, it opens us the New York market and, you know, Montreal market as well. But, you know, we're focusing on the United States right now. So New York market will gladly open their arms to us, I'm sure. The company's mission is to bring happiness to the table of allergy sufferers by offering unique products that everyone can enjoy and provide the best possible safety warranty for those suffering from allergies. That's who we are. Our products. Now, we have products for special occasions. Those are the ones that we started with, the cakes, because it's very difficult to create a good tasting, great tasting cake and nice looking. You know, people with food allergies, they crave for a cake that they can buy in a store. I've seen a girl, she was about 23 years old. She came to my plant. I just opened it and she came to my plant. She was from the Alkin house here, and we were chosen food of the month that year. And she came to the plant. I had her, you know, make a tour of the plant and with her friends and all. And after that, I offered them, you know, a piece of cake. And I knew that she had allergies. So I put a big, you know, chunk of cake in front of her. And that's, you know, that was one of the best moments that, you know, reassured me about what I was doing was right. She wouldn't eat it. She was staring at it, and everybody was eating, and everybody was saying, wow, this is amazing. It doesn't contain any eggs. Wow. And she wouldn't touch it. So I said, you know, Emily, it's okay. You've seen the lab. You know how it is made. It's okay for you. You can eat it. And she said, well, it's not that I'm scared of eating it. It's that, do you remember the first time that you had a piece of cake in your life? I said, well, I was one, probably. I put my face in it. I don't know. And she said, well, for me, it's right now. And she started eating. And big, big tears were falling, you know, sur ses joues. It was an amazing moment for me. So at first, we started creating cakes. And after that, cookies and muffins. for lunch boxes, because it's exponential, you know, what you can do with the products. Once you have the method, once you have the know-how, it's sky's the limit, you know? So now we want to invade the schools. We want to invade, you know, the sky's the limit. The institutional market. So we've decided to individually wrap all of our products to make sure that they're free of the risk of cross-contamination. Everyday cakes and everyday breads, because we found out, you know, now that we have data, that it calls for repeat the cakes, but it's like 3 or 4 times a year. It's, you know, not more than that. So now we want repeat. So obviously we decided to create products that people would eat every week of the year. So we came up with everyday products. And 2 years ago, we were experiencing a little low in our production. And I was searching. I was like, my God, what could we do right now in our place that wouldn't mean buying a lot of equipment? What could we do? And my son gave me the solution. He always calls himself the big chef, and I'm the sous chef. And he said, Mommy, how come Santa Claus doesn't bring me advent calendars? How come the Easter Bunny doesn't bring me chocolate for Easter? I said, I'll take care of that. I'll contact the Easter Bunny. And that's how we decided we were going to go with the chocolate. And it's a big success for us. Chocolate really, really is an amazing market. It's huge. So that's how we started, you know, selling gourmet chocolates for every season. The market, as I said, a growing number of people are affected by severe food allergies. 6 to 8% of the population are affected by food allergies in Canada. Currently, 1 in 12 Americans have food allergies. These numbers are on the rise, and the incidence of food allergies has a 250% growth in the past 11 years. Causes for 90% of the allergic reactions: peanuts, nuts, dairy, eggs, fish, seafood, sesame, soy, and wheat. Now, the soy and wheat, we are not touching, because some companies do, but that it's very difficult to create. It's very difficult to create products that taste good if you take everything away, you know, from the list of ingredients. First, soy is very difficult to eliminate because the industry is not there yet. And when I'm trying to find ingredients, I have, you know, a big list of things that I ask to my suppliers. You know, I can't find soy products, you know, that correspond to what I'm looking for. And wheat, it's a different type of people that suffer from the wheat allergy. It's a very different type of a person. So we're not touching that. Every person suffering from food allergy will change the behavior of 6 to 12 people around them. That's an interesting fact, you know, statistic, because if you think about only the province of Quebec, it's almost half of the population that is affected by food allergy. It's a health problem and has to be recognized that way. And the government, I wish the government would help us the way it helps the Dairy Bureau, because it's becoming more and more present. I'm aiming for that. The food industry can no longer ignore the growing allergen-free food market. According to experts, any grocery chain that doesn't carry gluten-free, dairy-free products should be prepared to forego serving up to 5% of the food market. Suitable for the Jewish community, vegans, lactose intolerance, it's a huge market as well. Some ethnic and racial populations are more affected than others: African, Hispanic, American Indians, and Asian American. One of the challenges that we've come across is volume. We need volume, because products that we manufacture, they cost a lot of money to manufacture. It costs a lot of money to have a lab and to do tests, you know, to make sure that what we sell is safe. So it gives a little prime to, we have to put a little prime to our products. So we need volume to absorb that. If we don't have volume, we die. So now what we're focusing on is all the ways that are possible to reach, you know, the more and more people. So the new products that we are launching right now are for everybody, including people with allergy problems. That's our, you know, new way of getting recognized, and it's going pretty well, actually. One other solution that we found, but it was, you know, from the get-go that I was aiming on that in that direction as well, but it's not easy to make, you know, big chains, restaurant chains, change their way of serving or their menu. But I met with Mr. Léger, who is the owner of Saint-Hubert Rôtisserie. It's a big chain of restaurants here in Quebec, 100 restaurants. And I met with him in 2008, and he was very open. But it took us a year and a half before they put it on their menu. It's you know, it's huge. It's a huge ship to turn. But they did it, and because they're visionary, and that's what we are also targeting, you know, clients that are visionary and that see us in their marketing strategy. So this is one of our big successes, and it's for us it's a good way to get volume as well. We had first one dessert on their menu, and now we have two, and a third one is on the way. We have co-branding coming up with another chain of restaurants here in Quebec as well, and I'm talking to people in the south, because, you know, places where the allergies, they touch kids and their families. So we're focusing on places where there are large amounts of kids that are going there and families, and that's where, you know, we're heading. So, yeah, people are finally coming to, the industry is finally réveillé, awakened. They finally understand, you know, the necessity of carrying or offering products that, you know, include the allergen problematic. So, yeah.
Perhaps as a means of closing or to go forward,
what do you see as challenges going forward?
The other challenges? No, those are my clients, actually. I love my clients, so those are my clients. It's almost finished, and this is, you know, getting... at first, we were a lot in the medias with the help of public relations, but we've, you know, it's something else right now. It's marketing. It's, you know, on n'est pas assez par dessus ça. We're somewhere else. Those are the people for who I created this company. The challenges, as I said, was volume. It's also finding ingredients that are more, you know, what we use right now is sugar. It's brown sugar. It's chocolate. But it's not fair trade, as I mentioned to you on the phone. It's very difficult for an industrial like I am to find bio ingredients, organic ingredients that will correspond to what I need from my suppliers. It's very difficult because they're not made, not all of them, I'm not putting all of them in the same bag, but they're not made with very strict procedures that, you know, it's also a niche market, so they're growing, we're growing, one day we're going to join together, but we're not there yet because, or else, it would cost a lot of money. Yes?
Liability issues that other food producers don't have?
What do you mean by that?
Well, someone eats one of your cakes and turns out that there are traces of egg in it.
What we do is we test everything that comes in and that comes out. We are insured. We have in place procedures that are based on HACCP. So, yes, the risk zero doesn't exist, but it doesn't exist for anybody. What we do is we've put in place nets everywhere, but the risk zero doesn't exist.
What about when you make a product, say a cake,
yeah,
that is going to be that won't have certain allergens in it. You have to create like five different types of cakes. This one doesn't have egg in it, but it does have wheat. This one
No. That would be very dangerous. We would never do that. Never. And I know that some companies do that. And I know that some companies did that and don't exist anymore.
So you will produce one cake that has none of the potential.
All my products are free of eggs, nuts, peanuts, dairy.
Okay.
Yeah, sesame. Yeah.
What about replacing sugar?
Eventually. But it's not my mission right now. My mission is for people suffering from food allergies. We have a few of our products that have less than 6 grams of added sugar per portion. Because we are in some hospitals right now. So it was a request from them. But we're going there, you know, one step ahead, you know, one step at a time. But what we're producing is delicious, yummy cakes. So it has to contain sugar, you know. It's our mission is not that. Okay? Oui, Frédéric?
Hello. Good to see you, by the way. It's a great success, obviously, what you're doing in the same direction, I would say. You mentioned that you're looking at ingredients that are probably fair trade or organic in a way.
Eventually, yeah.
And you just mentioned it's not necessarily your core focus right now.
No.
Because you're really more into the category of safe product.
Yeah.
And you're kind of maybe looking at becoming also not only safe, but maybe healthier by just avoiding certain products, not for allergic reasons, but for holistic health. Exactly. Is it something that your clients right now are kind of pushing you to investigate? Your clients such as Jean Coutu, Sauvage, Saint-Hubert are saying, usually it would be great if you could also go that route as well. No? It's more part of your own vision. Okay.
Yeah. Because you have to understand, once your family is allergic, because when a member of the family is allergic, the whole family is allergic. Once you're allergic, you start looking at food in a totally different way.
It's like being pregnant. They change most of the perspective on food because of the level of sensitivity.
Well, yeah, definitely. So you look at everything. So, of course, I wish that I could find ingredients. Myself, I wish I could find ingredients that were fair trade. And someday I'm going to get there. I'm looking right now, but it's not easy. That's why I asked you for chocolate, because it's such
a
big part of
our industry. Hasn't moved there.
No, but if I push it, you know, if people from the industry pushes it, yeah. Qu'est-ce que je voulais dire à propos de? Well, it would cost a lot of money also, you know, because people are also sensitive to the price that, you know, they're willing to pay or not. So you have to find a way to give them food that is, and our list of ingredients is very short, by the way, and it's very important for me. So it's a clean label, but it's not organic label. But people, what they want is to pay less and to have, you know, the biggest bang for a buck. So it's true for every company, it's true for everybody, every individual. So that's a request that we get from people, more than, you know, offering them organic, you know, allergen-free products, yeah. But I'm sure that we are going to have to go that way, but we as a community as well. So that's it.
Thank you. That was great.